Hey, what's going on? It's Cinema Talk Radio. How you guys doing out there? I'm feeling so good today. I got with me a guest, and he's always, you know, welcomed on my show. We talk about everything, and we were just talking, and we have Brandon Hardy, my baby's daddy. Y'all know. The father of our little princess. So, you know, he's here. Check him out on his own podcast, you guys. You Love Radio. And you can always check him out. He has dope conversations with dope people. So you can always check his things out. But today, I just wanted to get into it and get the conversation going. I haven't been on my podcast in so long. I'm sorry, family. I'm sorry, you guys. But today, you know, we both worked out. We was just in a gym. And we trying to get to it. You know what I'm saying? And the other day, we had this talk. And he just brought up, like, you know, finish things that you start. You know, no matter what that is. And it really inspired me. And from there on, from that night, I just been thinking about everything. And, you know, being in a gym opens up everything. So, you know, I just got inspired, and I just been thinking about everything that, you know, that sometimes you're scared of. Sometimes you don't want to do a goal because nobody's supporting it. You're not inspired enough. But the thing is that you have to look to yourself to stay motivated. And that's just what we want to talk about today. And that's just what I want to get into, because he's always motivated. He doesn't even know that he be motivating. He just be talking. And it just be some real shit that just comes out. And that's how dope he is, and what a good, wonderful person he is, and a dope dad. So, you know what I'm saying? You guys just welcome him and just listen to him, because he's so smart. So we just want to get into it. So Brandon Hardy, what did you think about, you know, what you said the other night? You know, and then we took off. We've been working out. We've been eating healthy. What do you think about how that just hit home for me? You know what I'm saying? Did that do anything for you? I know it did, but just tell me a little bit about things that you said, what you said. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I was just writing stuff on the board. Well, before I hit the board, and I just wanted to erase everything off, and I was picturing, like, everything that I wrote out, you know, if it was complete, and that just gave me a new level of inspiration. So, I erased it. You know, first I got real inspired. I wanted to build up and talk about what I was gonna put on the board that I was gonna accomplish. And then once I got super pumped, I went on and erased everything off the board, and then immediately started putting, you know, all new things up based off the path I was already on. So it's just about completion, and one thing leading to the next, and then not being so harsh on your journey and judging yourself, because that happens a lot too. But yeah, so I went on and put that up on the board now. Just a lot of goals of the future, and then condensing time to make it more. Happening now, you know, instead of it being in the future, I try to take the future and drag it into the present, you know, and act as if it's already done. And so that's kind of what I just put on the board.
And can I stop you real quick? And I just want to go back to what you just said. And I want to ask you, how do you deal with not judging yourself for the journey that you know, it might be a long journey and you might get anxiety and you might, like you just said, you know, you judging yourself because of, you know, it might take longer or whatever. You know what I'm saying? How do you deal with that? What can you tell the people that what you've been through? How do you deal with that, with your goals and continue on? Because you do. You might do. You might feel like, damn, I'm not doing enough. I'm not good enough. You know what I'm saying? You judging yourself before anything. You know, you might be judging yourself before you even start. But like you just said, how do you deal with that?
Well, I practice artistry. You know, getting centered with self. You know, everybody deals with that. Everybody deals with it, you know. And once in a while, you go off kilter. And the thing you want to do is get back centered, you know, by working out, taking walks, and, you know, clearing your mind. And sometimes you need to get away from all your goals and just have no goals and be still. And you count your blessings.
I love that. Like, yeah.
You know, when you count your blessings and you in the state of gratitude and appreciation, you know, that'll put you up to speed again, you know. But breathing exercises, you know, take your time, breathe, take a walk, and count your blessings. And you'll be back centered.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's all what we need to do, you know, with practicing artistry. And I guess when you say practicing artistry, because this is his brand, he means... And I'm just going to let him talk, but I'm going to say what I feel about artistry. Just, you know, speaking from the heart, doing things from the heart, being passionate, you know, and that way you can know the reason why you're doing something. Because sometimes we lose focus on the reason why we're doing whatever goal that it may be. You know what I'm saying? But when you have something that's coming from the heart and you're passionate about it, you love it, because that's what the heart is. You love something. You know what I'm saying? Is that correct or what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, it's independent decisions. You know, that's artistry. It's just making independent decisions, you know, and from within.
I like that.
And when you make those independent decisions from the outside or even from the brain's perspective, it might not understand it logistical-wise, but it's still the best decisions you can make are from within. And that's, to me, that's artistry, holistic point of view.
Of going within.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, when we've been around each other for 10 years, and I'm going to tell you guys, he really helped me out with just being able to go inside myself. You know what I'm saying? Looking at my past, looking at him, because I met him at 25. Looking at my past, I can look back where I made different decisions. And, you know, even just still, I'm still making good choices and I'm still trying to figure it out. But still, he still has me where I'm mindful now because of him to say, hey, to go within. You know what I'm saying? Be mindful of something. That's why I always on my podcast, we talk about the mind. We talking about, the, you know, clearing your thoughts. We always talk about, you know what I'm saying, doing what's best for you. Because sometimes you do what's best for other people and you think that's okay. But no, you got to do what's best for you. You got to go inside. What makes you happy? What brings out the best of the best of your talent, the best of your passion, what you're passionate about? And that's what we always just talk about. And that came from really him, being inspired from him, just really kind of him teaching me a lot about spirituality, because that's what my channel, that's what my podcast is about too. So we are really, you know, digging deep. And we're on this journey. And I always say that we're on a journey. You know what I'm saying? That's why you can judge yourself, because you might not be going as fast as somebody else who already got there, who are already doing something that you want. But the thing is, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. Because sometimes you will stop. Sometimes you will give up. But if you gave up, you got to get back on. If you still living, God gave you another day to get back to it. And that's what it's about. You dig deep. You dig so deep that you just keep pressing on. You know what I'm saying? And what do you, you know, what do you think?
Well, what you can do is with that, you can go to your set. So, well, the thing is, for me, that's why I just, you know, build the brand on Hardestry, so I can live from a inside out perspective versus an outside in. Yeah, I feel like that's necessary.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. And sometimes I forget. And sometimes you may, you know, you're not mindful of these things. But this is why my podcast is so important. This is why, you know what I'm saying, I want people to listen to it and get inspired and be encouraged. And always don't forget about yourself and the necessary things that you need to do for yourself to get whatever goal and steps that may be needed for you. You know what I'm saying? I really got inspired today at the gym because it made me think. I've been working out for so long. After I had the baby, I got back working out. You know what I'm saying? But this time, I want a six-pack. I'm looking for results. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for a different result, you know? So, and it just made me think, you got to keep going. You got to keep pressing on. And he just told me today, like, hey, stay away from my mom's cake. Stay away from, Burger King in the morning. You know, you guys, I be so hungry taking my baby doing stuff. So my appetite is just out of this world. But I got to have self-control. You know what I'm saying? He told me, like, hey, ever heard of accountability? So these are the things that he does do that's positive that I love about him, because, you know, another person that might be the opposite of him, like, hey, do that, you know, do what you want. But if you want results and you want to continue to see things and have a change in your life, you got to dig deep. And that's how I feel today. I'm just digging so deep, you guys. And that may be sometimes where I am off my podcast, where I'm not talking, because I'm digging deep, because I got something bigger and I got something, you know, that I'm going for, that I'm striving for. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I just want for the people who listen to my podcast. You know, and I want you guys to always to remember, strive for your best. Be your best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just feel like when you build your personal and your brand on Hardestry, you know, and that deals with everything inside and out, you know. I think discipline is a form of self-love.
Yeah.
You know, when you deal with self-discipline, you know, because you say you want to get something done and, you know, disciplining yourself to go to sleep at a certain time, waking up at a certain time, cutting certain foods out, incorporating certain foods, you know, that you necessarily wouldn't sometimes. But it's just trying to be healthier from the inside out. It's a perspective, you know, and it deals with your self-image, you know. And when you see yourself a certain way or how you would like to see yourself, you know, and then you get emotional about it, you know, and then you put a pattern with it, you know, you put some work ethic behind it, some discipline, and in no time, you know, you not only be where you want to be, but I think energetically, you'll be happier with self. And that's what it's really all about. You said you wanted to put on some heels, and you was like, when I got my heels on it, I'm like, yeah, well, how that's going to make you feel? So everybody's after the feeling. And you can manifest that feeling now, you know. And then while you in that feeling, do those things that will go with a person that's living in that life now, you know. And so to me, that's like, I always call it like you got Newtonian physics and then you got quantum physics. So Newtonian is you got to go through time, you know, to make it happen. It's going to take time and this and that. But once you get going, once you get locked in, once you fall in love with the process, then it becomes quantum. You know, you traveling without no time, you know, and next thing you know, you're there. And it's just because you saw yourself there as if you already were. So, you know, that self-love could be so strong, it can literally speed the process up to no time at all. So.
That's deep.
Yeah. So.
That's deep.
That's why I say, you know, what you want to do is, when you say, I'm going to get in shape, no matter how long it takes, that's time. No matter what my body wants to do, that's your physical self. No matter how I feel, you know, I'm going to do this. And when you make your mind up clearly, then everything collapses. And it's like, boom, next, you know, people are complimenting you and, you know, they like, yo, how did you do it? You lost a lot of weight. You looking good and all that. But you just made a commitment to yourself. And you didn't base it on, I need to get to this weight. I need to get to this point. And then I'll be happy, you know, that because that's Newtonian law. That's going to take a long time. But if you say, I want to be this and I want to get to this point, and I'm going to feel as though I'm at that point already, then, you know, you right there, you know. Like, you know, I worked out today just like you did. And, you know, what comes to you is like remembering how in shape you were and how you moved and everything, you know. And then You don't want to focus on, you kind of want to just do the work. You don't even want to focus on nothing. And that's kind of how I felt today. I felt like, you know what, I don't want to measure nothing or check anything. I just want to get this meditation on that's called a workout.
Because I found myself doing the same thing. Then you would just be, you'll be trying to see, like, hey, can I do this? Can I do that? You just want to put in the work. Right now, it's just all about putting in that work. Checking them day off, like, hey, I did this. I was productive today. You know what I'm saying? I did it. Because sometimes you be like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do this and do that. Because that's how I felt about the treadmill today. I was just like, I'm not going to get on there. I'm just going to do my squats and lunges and do a little bit of stuff. Then I'm out of there. But as I got to working out and I got to doing stuff, I was like, hey, before I leave, let me hit this treadmill. And surprisingly, I went all the way to 4.8. So, you know, your mind really, your mind really can play games with you. But once the body gets going and once you start feeling it, that's when I was like, I can't leave unless I do my treadmill. That's how I felt today. I was like, I cannot leave. So I wound up doing it. So I just want, that's the work that I want to put in. I've been telling myself, 3 days out the week, you do a treadmill, you running, you going to see results. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt like, dang, yesterday I said that, but today I'm like, nah, I ain't going to do the treadmill. That's how I was feeling today, up to everything. I just was just telling myself, nah, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. But as I kept working out, and then I'm out there doing it, I'm just like, let me get on this treadmill. You know, I got to get on. I can't ignore it. So that's how I felt today. I put in the work. You know what I'm saying? As much as it was fighting me not to, I put in the work. I did measure myself. Because I thought about, like, I had good legs and this and that and this and that. Like, you know. But no, I just put in that work. And that's what's important. You know what I'm saying? You do measure yourself from past and what you can do and all that other stuff. And no, you got to do it. You got to stick to the routine and you have to do it. You know what I'm saying? And it's every day is going to be different. That's what I've noticed. Because today I woke up with a different mess. A different mindset, you know what I'm saying? But I'm so happy and proud, and I was on a whole nother high because of just doing that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what sometimes you are going to, you know, say to yourself, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. That's when you should do it, you know? Mm. So.
Yeah, I think that's essential. Like, it's just discipline, and it's just, what do you want? You know, I thought, too, about our daughter, and, you know, and I'm like, man, you know, I done gained some weight and everything, and I haven't been heavy on my workout like I once was, you know, and I'm just like, I gotta stay in shape just because, you know, I want to show her. Because I'm pretty sure she's going to need to be working out. And I want her to enjoy the process of working out. I mean, she's already trying to run and do the stuff that we're doing.
Yes, it's so cute, y'all. Yes.
You know, and lift stuff up and everything. She does all of that. But yeah. I just want to get in full, full shape. And so that's inspiration instead of motivation.
Yeah.
Because inspiration will last you. You know, motivation comes and goes.
Mm.
And because inspiration is based on what's happening inside you. And motivation is based off of what's happening outside you. So, for instance, you know, I'll be more motivated once I get these shoes or get this car. You know, then I really turn up. That's motivation. Inspiration is, you know, I want to be in shape so I can play with my daughter and run around through the park and be an example of how to stay in shape and of a guy that she'll be around so she can, you know, boyfriend or whatever she looking at. She like, you know, the guy at least got to be taking care of itself and shape and all that stuff. And so you sit those, you know, plant those seeds early.
Yeah. So, that's so important.
So, you know, that becomes inspiration, you know, just to be able to run and play with my daughter, you know, as like I'm a child, you know, because when you're in shape, you feel young, you feel your body way more. And when you got a whole lot of spirit, you want to release a whole lot of your spirit inside of your body. But when you out of shape and everything, it's like a small version of you is inside of your body and you can't release too much of it, you know. And it feels good to be in super shape and release all your spirit, you know, because You gain way more access to your spirit. You when you meditate, when you eating right, when you earthing, when you putting your feet into the ground, you know. And we do that, you know. And
that's a whole nother subject of why that's important, the benefits and other things like that you can also put in your routine. You know what I'm saying? Because now we have a routine of doing these type of things. You know what I'm saying? Of keeping young, of staying young, you know, but it's also helping us stay fresh. It's also helping us stay with our goals and also just helping us to be balanced, to know things. I've seen the benefits. I kind of, you know, just seen it. So that's just a whole nother subject, but, you know, go ahead.
Right. So, you know, the benefits of just being, you know, on top, and then discipline in one area leads to discipline in another area. You know, I like, you know, getting this book done. I feel like you gotta have some type of discipline in another area already moving to create momentum in the other areas that you plan on doing. You know, so if you can get tight on one area, it can spill over into all areas.
It's definitely a help with everything else out in life, anything else that you're striving to do. You know, I got, they said this on the Pinterest, that little motivation. They said the same thing about discipline and people who are disciplined, how it shows your work ethic, how strong you are. It's more than just being in shape, you know, it's so much more. But it's a start of a new life for you. It's a start of a new clearer thoughts and a clear whatever you're striving to do in life. It's gonna be better. And that's the inspiration that I just got these couple of days. And that's what I feel. I'm so high on this horse, this high right now off this. You know what I'm saying? Because I just, that's what I want. And that same thing, I just want that for my daughter. I want her to be able to be active. When she goes to school, I want her to be in all type of activities. But I want her to see, hey, my parents are active. I want to be the same way. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you're doing inside the household is going to go outside the household. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my inspiration too. For my daughter, I just really want her to see that. You know, she sees me, I be doing flips, running, you know. So she does the same thing, and I want her to keep that same happily, you know, active little self that she is, you know, because she just a happy baby, and that's what I want for her. I want her to continue on her journey in life of being active and being able to be confident in her strives or whatever she wants to do in life. And that starts from, you know, being a baby and what your parents do. And I'm glad that me and him both on this journey of working out. And I know soon we gonna be where we wanna be, and we be next to the next level. You know what I'm saying? On the next goal. So yeah, that's what I just wanted to really get download today. And I am getting downloaded with just the energy. I know you hear me. I'm on 10, you guys. I got the Starbucks in me, so.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I'm on 10, so, but.
And you got a green scarf on.
Yeah, you know.
So it matches your Starbucks cup.
Yeah, and the shoes. I'm on one, you guys. But I'm just so happy that we did this together. I enjoyed his conversation. Let me know, you guys, if you enjoy his perspective of life and, you know, how he sees things. Because the way he talks, sometimes I don't even think that way. And that's how we came together. Because, you know, he has a great mindset on how he sees things. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you for having me on the show. You know, they welcome to tune in to How You Love Radio.
Yes, go check it out. He has so many other people on the show, and he has great conversation. Go check out his podcast, you guys. So, yes.
Yeah. I also do another show, Dr. Hardy, the Hip Hop Artist, giving life support to the culture. And it's just, you know, basically utilizing the laws and physics of hip-hop, and understanding that hip-hop means higher infinite power healing our people. And what the highest infinite power is love, and God is love. So love is in the form of hip-hop. Hip is a, you know, is intelligence, and hop is a movement. So intelligent movement, or to move intelligently. You know, I would love to have some of these conversations on there as well, so we can really talk about you know, artistry, you know, and how to utilize that by making independent decisions.
Yes, I love it. Within. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I literally do, you guys, because that's right now, that's where we at. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing anything from the heart. You're really not making a impact. And that's what we want to do for the future, because we don't know what the future is going to be. But guess what? You can be the future. You can be the example. You can be the one to show people, this is how I want things to do. You have to stand up for what you believe in. And that's what I love about him, because he stands up for what he believes in. He stands up for what he wants in life. And that's what you have to do. So, yes, I love the brand Heartistry. And, you know, he got me into it, practicing, meditating, talking about doing things from the heart, being an impact, being a leader. And that's all I want to do. And that's all I want to be, honey. So, you know what I'm saying? This is why you guys got to tune in all the time to get Cinema Talk Radio on the podcast. Check me out everywhere, because you're gonna always get inspired and be encouraged and set out your goals to be a winner, because that's what we are. We're winners and nothing else. We're always being doing our best. And if anything else,
That's it for me, except just, you know, brand on Heartistry, you know, and so you can, you know, find the authenticity of who you are and let that come through your brand, and people don't buy the product, they buy the person. So let that come through your brand, the authenticity of who you are, and that's how you brand on Heartistry, you know. And with that being said, you know, you, your company, your family, your business, and your efforts will go further than you can imagine, you know. So you got to utilize your heart and walk by faith and not by sight, you know, because that's what the energy really is. It's in the invisible forces, and you can connect with those invisible forces, you know, and I can show you how. So, you know, scientifically, spiritually, on all levels, you know, because, you know, once you do that, that's, you know, what they say, where the magic happens. So yeah, I guess that for me.
Okay, you want to show? I shout out your Instagram.
Instagram Heart on the Sleeve. You can go to my Instagram Heart on the Sleeve, 323, and yep, that's my Instagram.
Okay, well, thank you. Excuse me, I'm choking on my coffee, y'all. But thank you for my listeners. I always say that I appreciate y'all. And y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day, y'all night. I see y'all be everywhere listening to my stuff. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.